It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's Monday. Monday's in the Feed. We talked with our friend, the ump, Vin Cerullo, who's here in studio. And what we got going on this week, Vin?
Oh, a lot of stuff happening this past week, Evan, and good to be back here on Monday afternoon. A week and a half ago, great volleyball match, which I failed to mention last week, between Joe Barlow and Fairfield Ludlow. The match went five full sets, with Barlow coming out on top with a 19-17 victory. Real close game. It was absolutely outstanding. Taking a look around, I'm kind of focusing on Trumbull High School this week, but their field hockey team so far has been undefeated, and they've beaten teams such as Brian McMahon, Fairfield Ward, and Ridgefield. And they just keep going. They look like they're going to have a really successful year. While we're talking about Trumbull High School, as I said, their boys soccer team is undefeated, and they're 4-0 at this particular point. But taking a look, I know everybody's interested in football. We take a look at Fairfield Prep beating Xavier, who has a down year this year. They lost to Fairfield Prep, as I said, 30-14. Notre Dame of West Haven looks like they're back on track, beating North Haven by the score of 14-7. West Haven, with their second win of the year, beat Wilbacross 49-7. A big win for Foran High School, 35-7 over Lyman Hall. That was an outstanding game for Foran. Staples lost to St. Joe's, who is also undefeated, winning their second game 42-21. And Trumbull High School, two in a row for them, beating West Hill on Saturday 49-7. This week, we took a look at one of the players from Trumbull High School, and he's a junior who is a guy that we really need to keep an eye on. For the past 10 years, he's played football on the youth and now the high school levels. And in the Trumbull-Massac game last week, he scored six times, propelling Trumbull High School to their victory over Massac. And his name is Rowan Johnson. And he loves to play, and he wants to play for his dad's alma mater, UConn. Play football, obviously.
That's great. Six times. That's someone to watch. That's great.
Yeah, awesome. He's a heck of a runner, and I'll tell you what, he's fast.
Yeah.
He really is. He's got some pair of jets on his feet, no question. But a quick note, this past weekend was the Danny Kemp Memorial Softball Game, which was played yesterday at Foran High School. That was between Fairfield University, Sacred Heart University, and Stony Brook University.
Wow.
And for those who don't know, Danny Kemp, unfortunately, passed because she had a brain tumor, and she was at Stony Brook at the time, and this tournament raises some serious money for cancer research.
Nice.
It was a good thing.
That's a great cause. That's awesome that they do that.
No question about it, and it's a yearly event, and people keep an eye on it because next year it's going to happen again.
Nice. Well, great week in sports, Ben.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you again next Monday.
You got it.
See you
later. Take care now. Bye-bye.